Okay, it's Jane Manitucker, and I am here with Lawrence Goldstone, and we are going to be talking about straddle, which is that tension that you balance between structure and spontaneity. So first of all, I'd like to welcome you and ask you, Lawrence, to a little bit of a background as to what you are and what you do.
Thanks, Jane. So my background is in professional services and a consultant, I guess, by trade. I run a business called The Difference, which allows us to bring large groups together to collaboratively solve big, important, complex problems in new, interesting and creative ways. And I run the business here at PwC.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you very much. And in this whole topic of straddle, we're going to be looking at the tensions that lie between having a structure and a process, and then having that freedom for spontaneity and some room for innovation. Knowing that the difference is a lot about innovation, it's going to be really interesting for us to understand, in your experience, what has gone well.
Well, I think it's important to stress. So, myself and a couple of business partners set up The Difference just over 10 years ago as a means of having our own ownership of a business to try and do different things and to push the envelope around that straddle challenge with clients. And we did very well as a small business, and we ultimately then sold our business into PwC 6.5 years ago now. So the business has gone very well. So some of the learnings from that and what we're most proud of is taking something that was quite small and unique and maintaining its culture, its way of working, almost being the virus within the host and fostering an environment that allows us to survive and to grow and be able to continually grow and innovate our own work, but also create a place that carries some of the essence of who we are, how we work, how we solve problems into the wider organization to change how our work gets done.
And how long ago did that actual transfer happen?
It's coming on to 7 years.
Okay, so for 7 years you have been very successful in maintaining that. So let's do a flip side and ask, what has not gone so well?
Well, I think we're most proud of the fact that we've grown massively over those years whilst maintaining that sort of core DNA. I don't think anything's not gone well. I think there are massive learnings along the way around speed and pace of change and size of businesses that as we've grown. So we came in as 10 people and we're now 70 full-time with another 50 contractors. So it's not the same system as when we came in. It's the same essence and DNA of our business, but business has changed. And you go through growing pains within any of that environment. What we've done well on that side is be able to control that and have a strategy to be able to grow whilst not blowing up the thing that we had. And the fact that we're still here 7 years ago says that we've done relatively well at doing that and being able to grow. Sometimes that pace of change and challenge is difficult, and it's difficult from a cultural perspective and a business growth and knowing when to make those decisions around stay or grow.
So is there anything you would have done differently?
At some points in the middle, we probably could have grown a bit faster and a bit wider. So in the last couple of years, we've actually started to grow into more adjacent businesses as well that build off the core of our business, which has been really exciting. There's probably an opportunity to have done that a little bit earlier and be a bit bolder within that. However, I think the counter to that is knowing that you built something that's sustainable. That's always that sort of tension around pace and degree of change whilst balancing the core and sustainability of delivering.
And is there any kind of direction, if you were to do this all again, that you would apply, or is it basically a repeat of how you've gone about it?
I think we're really proud of what we've managed to achieve and what we've managed to build. So I'm not sure, there's always learnings, whether that be client or with your team, around growth. Now I think we're really proud of what we've done. I think we probably couldn't have envisaged that we would have ended up in building the piece as broad as it is now when we started 10 years ago. So I think we sort of surpassed that. I do think there is more possibility and scope for scale and further adjacencies into our creative businesses, really helping to change further how work gets done, how work gets communicated and engaged with. I'm probably most proud of the fact that we're now evolving that into the social impact space and working more and more with collectors and on big national agendas and national issues. And that's possibly one of the most exciting things that maybe we could have done earlier, but there is a timing of those things being in the right place in the right time, and now seems to be that time.
So you're kind of heading into the very final question I wanted to ask you, which is around what do you celebrate? Being in that space of starting to work with some of the big major issues and probably being now doing things that you may have never expected you could be, could any of that have been replicated earlier? Or, I mean, you're celebrating it now, could it have been something that you took into play earlier, or is it just a byproduct of being able to straddle?
I think it's a byproduct of being able to straddle. I would say we celebrate constantly, and that's probably one of the most exciting things about the business that we've got. There's always something to celebrate, whether that's individual, whether that's business, whether that's around the work that we do and seeing the outcome that that has onto individuals or onto teams or the work that we get to be involved in. I don't think there's any one thing, and I don't think that success is only just being adopted. I think you have to, looking back, it's critical to make sure that you keep that balance and celebrate the wins and actually the learnings. And more importantly, sometimes the learnings, rather than it just being a good news story around things that you've seen along the way that enable you to be stronger and able to survive.
Well, look, I think we've been very fortunate to have this very sort of short discussion with you on a very interesting topic from the point of straddle. And I would also take possibly that ending as some words of advice from someone who has taken a great idea and put it into a bigger picture and given it the lifeblood that it needs. So Lawrence, is there anything else that you would like to add in the concept of straddle as we close?
No, I think we've talked many times, Jane, around the boldness and of what it takes to make certain decisions. At times you'll never have all the perfect information. Sometimes gut feel tells you all you need to know, and it's if you're a believer in yourself and those around you in the capability that you've got, I never find it a risk, and maybe that's what's helped to get us to here.
Brilliant. Look, thank you very much, Lawrence.
No problem.